베이지드레 이마 징기돼 하팅센 dispelling an objections by an proponents of the non-natures that it is contradictory to the compares other power natures to illusion and yet hold that they truly exist. Now this objection, the Sutra Unraveling the Thought says the other power natures are like an illusion, and the Maitreya ornament for the Great Vehicle Sutra also says that all compounded things are like illusion. Therefore, the meaning of this passage could not allow that other power natures are truly established. So, so argument here is, since mine only school, they believe other power natures are truly established nature, ultimately existence. Now this is objection is like, so there is no way of believing the other power natures are truly exist or the truly established. Because of that, mind only systems relying on as a sutra, the unraveling the thought, and the sutra unraveling the thought explicitly mentioned that other power natures are like illusions. Illusions is example of not truly existing illusions, right? Illusion, and also the Maitreya is an ornament for the Great Vehicle Sutra. Also mentioned that compounded, so the productions things are like an illusion. So there is no way of asserting that other power natures are truly established. An answer here that there is no certainty that due to describing other power natures like illusion and so forth, these texts do not teach that they are truly established. It depends upon how illusion and how illusion and so forth are used as examples. So this is depending on how you said the illusion. It's a total other power natures are illusion, or the part of that is illusion. So, like for example, a conceptual thought is a truly established, truly existence, and a part of that is appearance of the thought, is like illusion. So, mind only system, interpreting that illusion is not total, it's not talking about the total at the other power natures. It's a part, appearance of the conceptual consciousness, appearance of the ordinary being's consciousness appears everything as an illusion. So so this is really the subject, the matter of the subject and object. The subject is the conceptual consciousness, and also the sense consciousness, the ordinary being's consciousness, are truly established. These are producible causes and conditions and should be truly truly existence. And now the part of that the conceptual consciousness, how they appears the phenomena to the conceptual consciousness, is not true. Because the things are, that are not truly exist as it appears to the conceptual consciousness. Therefore, the mind-only system interpreting the meaning of the illusion is the part or the how the conceptual consciousness appears the phenomena. This is like illusion. It's not talking about the whole conceptual consciousness is illusion. Right. Concerning this Maitreya ornament for the Great Vehicle Sutra indicates how illusions are used as example of it. Chedra gyumma techen de yanda mayin kundo de. Gyumme namba chedra ba techen nizu chubra chuz. Unreal ideation is asserted to be just like the basis of magical illusion. The error of duality is said to be just like illusory aspect. So here, unreal chidr gumas, unreal ideation is asserted to be just like illusions. The error. So here is the illusion. Here is mainly suggesting to the duality, the appearance of the duality, right? Illusions, not referring to the subject, to the consciousness, to be just like illusory aspect. So setting the example here, a basis of illusory mistakes such as cloudre, pongwa, shingda pongwa, pongwa in this case, or the cloud and the stick, and so forth, implanted with mantra of illusion is similar to ideations, which by being main other power phenomena. Illustrates all other power natures. Vasubandhu explains that this is the meaning of the first two lines. As the meaning of the latter two line, he explained that appearance is illusory aspect, as the form of the horse, elephant, and so forth are similar to dualistic appearance of the other power natures, namely apprehended object and apprehending subject as a distant and cut off. So this is illusion because of conceptual consciousness. When the conceptual consciousness appears the phenomena, like for example, setting conceptual consciousness apprehending table. Now the conceptual consciousness appears the table as truly independently exists as a basis of a table, right? When the conceptual consciousness appears. The basis of Geshe Dinti Sherpa is the physical body, and then you see that appears the physical body is independently exists as the basis of the Dinti Sherpa, right? So that appears to the conceptual consciousness. When the conceptual consciousness apprehending the object, so it sees there's a truly exists in the basis, right? So this is like an illusion. The furthermore, Maitreya ornament for the Great Vehicle Sutra says, just like the non-existence of those elephant and so forth, in this illusory appearance, so the ultimate is asserted. Just the non-existence of those elephant and so forth, in this illusory appearance, so the ultimate is asserted. So ultimate here is empty of that not truly existing or appear not truly existing in appearance of the conceptual consciousness is ultimate. Right. Emptiness or emptiness of being basis of the name, right? Being basis of the name or the so non-existent of truly existence in the appearance of the conceptual consciousness is said to be ultimate. As the non-duality of the object and subject in other power natures, just like the apprehension of this illusory appearance as an entity of horse and elephants and so forth. So conventionalities are asserted as this form and sound and so forth, which appears to have a difference of entity between subject and object. So this is the setting example, like this is very good example of illusions. It's a good example of not truly existing in mind only system and the middle way autonomous school. So here when the mantra which creates the illusion, right? So first we need to have the substance to create that illusion, and based on the substance and together with the mantra, and it creates some horse and elephants, something is not exist, but makes happen to appears to the consciousness, right? Do you get it? So there's a substance like a stick and some maybe point because a cold, so like for example this some form, and then and they combine with mantra, and it creates some illusions, make you see some horses and elephants or things like that. So these are now here is a perfect example of not truly existing. So now what you're saying is the basis of the table, basis of human beings, the physical body, and based on that, and the, combined with the conceptual consciousness, creates new entity, that is the I, right? I or the being basis of the name of that person. Physical body, conceptual consciousness, meet together, engage conceptual consciousness, engage on and labeling on that physical body, human being's physical body, that creates one imputational nature, that is that being basis of the name of that person, right? So that is the illusion aspect. So, and sutra unraveling the thought in Maitreya Buddha's the sutra, the both are referring that illusion to the aspect, not referring to the subject, that the consciousness. So this, yeah. So this is also a good example in middle autonomous school. So autonomous school, they are believing in inherent existence. There is something exist, or the something the findable, the entity that is findable within the basis. So this is a perfect example of non-truly existence in middle way autonomous schools. Autonomous school says when the substance happen to combine with mantra, some mantras, and then it creates some illusion aspect. So, and then that illusion aspect actually it's not 100% coming out of that substance, but there is something to do with substance. Without that substance, there's nothing you can you can point or you can hold as an illusion aspect without substance. Without the mantra, there's no existence of the illusion aspect. Without the substance, there's no existence of the illusion aspect. So my Midway Autonomous School says there is inherently existence, right? So what they're trying to empty is to establish the emptiness as emptying, independent existing on within the illusion aspect. It's not independent existence, right? It's not really coming out by itself.
Jumala lomba shala meba shina jangwala sunzi nyi meba tenamda. Jumala dhaya talangya nguwa meba shina yahantawa meba kumintaba tu kunzo jitamba miksu wa shen tawashya dhoos.
Vasubandhu commentary explains that like the non-existent elephant and so forth in illusory appearance, the absence of duality in apprehended object and apprehending subject in other power nature is the ultimate. So absence of non-duality in apprehended object and apprehending subject in other power nature is the ultimate. And like the apparent apprehension of the illusory appearance as the entity of horse and elephants, so imputations are of the unreal, that is the imputation that other power natures are established by way of their own character as the reference of conventions or the or different substantial entities from the consciousness perceiving them are apprehended as conceptual truth.
Jumala lambo chola suwa meba shindu shawana sunzi nyi meba tendam.
So, absence of, this is absence of elephant in that the illusion is the ultimate nature of that aspect, and absence of non-duality of subject and object is the ultimate nature in the other power natures. In other power natures, that is conceptual consciousness and the basis, right? So non-duality, absence of non-duality of thought and the consciousness, like I consciousness, perceiving the pot, non-duality, absence of non-duality of pot and I consciousness that's perceiving pot, is ultimate nature of the both, ultimate nature of the pot, ultimate nature of the I consciousness, right? Is that clear?
Was that different?
Absence of elephant and horse in illusion is ultimate nature, right? It's a true in that aspect. And absence of duality in subject and object is ultimate nature of the subject and object. Right? Now, this is the mind only system, mind only school, setting the example of illusion for many, setting the example for the many things like. Six external, internal, the sense 그래서 스피리스래 스피리스 난게 깨제주 깨제주 that is to say the eye ear nose tongue and body and the mental sense are said in sutra to be like illusion from the viewpoint of the upper appearing to be substantially established so So this, like, for example, this the table or this book is can be we can set the example like illusion. This book is an illusion, like an illusion, as it appears to belonging object of the substantial I. So book, when I see this, this is and I appears this is. Something belong to me. This is the my book. When my books that appears, so the subject that possessed that book, the possessor of the book, right? So, and subject appears as a self-sufficient I, self-sufficient entity. The book that is belonging to this self-sufficient I, right? So that this is how it appears to the, our mind, that is, you can set as an example of the illusion. This is like an illusion. The book appears to my consciousness as an illusion because it appears to belong, it appears as a belonging object to the self-sufficient I. So this is like an illusion. It's not a real. Kejitu. So this is six internal, the sense spheres, okay, something. And this measure juma, terena measure juma, dada, sola sola measure, terena measure juma. Self, living beings, and so forth, whereas they are not, and the six external sense spheres, that is to say, the visible forms, sound, odors, taste, the tangible subject, and other phenomena are said in the sutra to be like a dream form, the viewpoints of the appearing to be a object of use of self, of phenomenon, person. So it's something that is use of self person. So when I say this is my book, and that is also that appears the object that use of self person or use of self sufficient I. So that is like illusion. So that is really appears to our consciousness, but we believing on that, we so I think. And in reality, there is no self-sufficient I who can, who possess that book, the self-sufficient I that does not really exist in reality. So for the consciousness, always that appears, whenever you express like things that are my, and then always things are appears as a use of self person, right? So that is like an illusion. Substantially established persons, whereas they are not in reality. Thus, these are not set forth as an example showing that external and internal compounded phenomena appear to exist inherently, whereas they are empty of internal existence. Milam tabun dodele sumba shege chinang du jira shin je tonshe de terne per masons. So now this is the illusion, setting the example illusion is for is to how to say established not independent existence, not truly existent of the imputational factors. So this is not really trying to establish absence of inherent existence, because they believe that is everything that is entity that is coming to exist in the face of conceptual consciousness or the any sense consciousness, there is always something to do with the basis and the subject, the both together, right? So, like, for example, when I appear my physical body, and then based on that, I said, I am here, right? I am here. So, existence that I is always, needed this physical body as a basis, as a basis. So there is always it's a findable that I is a findable within this body, within this the basis consciousness or the body. Without because the mind only system this is because without physical body and consciousness combination with that physical body and consciousness, there's no way of to proving the existence of I, right? Without physical body and consciousness. So this is the sign, this is the reason, the evidence to prove the existence of the entity that I is findable within the basis. Without basis, this is not really, you cannot, how to say, I is exist. I am exist because you can see the basis. I'm functioning, right? I'm thinking and I'm saying, I'm sitting. So this is the, the real evidence that I am exist. So therefore, mind only system believe I should be findable within this basis. Right? If you, there's a maybe you can say like a two thought, two mind. So one mind that is believing Tenzin Sherab is exist, right? When my physical body and the consciousness as a functioning. So when they sees your function of the physical body and the consciousness, and then based on that, say, oh, Tenzin Sherab is here. One consciousness that is believing that is the picture of the Tenzin Sherab, the physical body, right? And this is, here is Tenzin Sherab. So the first one is the right thought, right? First one is the right thought, because Tenzin Sherab exists as he believes. And he believe what he believes is he believe that Tenzin Sherab exists, within that physical body and consciousness. You want to say something?
Is this an illusion that exists within?
Okay, mind only system believe I and I, the entity of I is findable within the basis. Yeah, we are talking, this topic is mind only system. So, and mind only, the illustration of I within the basis is mind only school says, mind basis of all. That is the illustration of I. So, yeah. So, I is findable within the basis. Right. So, okay.
So, if it's findable, so it truly exists. Within my only school, right? If something is findable, then it truly exists.
No, no, no. Imputational nature is findable. My only school says, if something that is unfindable within the basis, this is the reason to say this does not exist. The findable within the basis is the how is it, final reason or the ultimate evidence that you could say that entity is exist. If that entity is unfindable within the basis, that entity is non-existent. So inherently, believing inherent existence, the ultimate definition of the inherent existence is findable entity that is findable within the basis. It's the real definition of inherent existence. So mind only school believe inherent existence. Many autonomous schools believes inherent existence. So, findable within the basis, and how you have found that entity within the basis, right? I is exists. Now, so being basis of the name of the table should be findable within the basis, right? So now, what we're trying to, and when we establish the emptiness of table, and we have to empty something, so we're emptying independent, truly existence of being basis of the name. We are not emptying that entity of the imputational factors. Right, we are not emptying without imputational natures, imputational the factors. There is no the basis of expression. There is no basis of labeling. So, because of this imaginations, because of this appearance being basis of the name, being basis of the name, like so, these are mental creations. Based on that, we can express, we can label. So therefore, these imputational natures that exist, but not truly exist. Not truly existing means how that appears as a truly true to our mind, right? Is non-duality. It's truly exist within the basis without depending on thought and term. Being basis of the name of a table, right? How it appears in our mind, being basis of the name of the table is a truly independently exist within this table. So truly independently, that means without depending on term and thought, being basis of the name of the table is already exist within that table. So that is not true. So we are emptying that part of that nature that appears to our consciousness due to our influence of the ignorance. Right. So we need to know what is we are emptying, right? So we are not emptying total with the basis. we are emptying the part of that nature that only appears to the consciousness due to your influence of the ignorance, right? So because of self-grasping, right? So, yeah, so there's inherent existence.
So Bhagavad Gita school said, I
inherently exist. Everything, every phenomenon is inherently exist.
It's
findable
like
within the best. As it appears to our mind, right? For our mind, when something is true, right, it's 100% from the basis, right? Yeah, table is truly existence. And one characteristic of table here, becoming basis of the name of table. Today, becoming basis of the name of table, when it appears to the Tibetan community who never heard of the name of table, and that appears as the basis of the name of Chokse, right? So it's becoming basis or name can be changed all the time because of the subject, right? So becoming basis of the name of a table is findable within the table, but not truly exist, truly established within the table. It's shaped, it can shaped by the thought or term all the time, differently, right?
So you would say the table was inherently existent, but you wouldn't, would you say being basis of name is inherently existent?
Every phenomena inherently exist.
But being basis of name is not truly existent.
Not truly existence, yeah.
But it appears to our mind as if it exists in the table. Basis name of table.
It's own side, yeah.
Own side, but
independently.
Independent.
Its own side means, so table is inherent existence, right? And being basis of the name of the table, that is one of the character of this table, that is also inherent exist, right? Inherent existence. So both are findable within the basis. Being basis of the name of the table, and table itself is findable within the basis. Now, when we think of the truly existent, and then you say the table is a truly existence, truly established, ultimately exist. Now, one of the character of this table, being basis of the name, right? Being basis of the name, that is findable within the basis, inherent existence, but not truly existence. Why we say that not truly existence is that when we say the true, that is about how it appears to our consciousness, right? True nature. So it appears to our consciousness as a true nature, something that is 100% exists within the table. So this is the wrong appearance. This is the I think that appearance, that true nature is because of that self-grasping in the phenomena. Because of our ignorance, we appears everything as true. Right, when you think,
So is being basis the name the same thing as you were talking about, like the illusion?
Yeah, being basis of name is like illusions. So now illusion is when you think of illusions, illusion is inherent exist. Illusion is not true as an elephant, as a horse. It's illusion that appears to you as an elephant, right? As an elephant and horses. So, unreal of elephant, unreal of the horse in that illusion is the true nature of that illusion. Right? So when I say something not true, right? Not true. So how to say that the words that being lie is the true nature of that expressions is expressing things that are not true as the true nature. So then here, imputation, the being basis of name is like an illusion because it appears to the conceptual or the consciousness as 100% exists, truly, totally exists within the basis. So this is how that appears, being basis of name appears to our consciousness. So we are emptying that appearance, right? We are not totally negating everything, right?
So the mantra is sort of synonymous with the consciousness?
Yeah, just like mantra means consciousness, and the substance is the basis, and illusion is the imputational nature, right? Moreover, when because the tigdu leje yumju doru sumbe guma laasu be pere shama tembe peden jawa naas tigdu leje yumju doru sumbe guma laasu shama tembe pere shama tembe peden jawa na shiru ji tuhame na yudu shidanyi mi nyama dobe shi guma na tuhame na shiru ji shidanyi mi juda tuhame na yudu ngon shidanyi milan laasu pere shidus. When Asanga, in his summary of the great vehicle, associate that example of illusion and so forth, mentioned in Mother Sutra, Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, which teaching about other power natures, he explained that the example of magical illusion is for the sake of overcoming the thought that if external objects do not exist, how could a consciousness observe an object? So this is like magical gumache, illusions. The example of the mirage is for the sake of overcoming thought that if there are no external object, how could mental factors be produced? The example of the dream is for the sake of overcoming the thought that if there is no external object, how could one experience the pleasant and unpleasant and so forth? So, I think this is like when the Sotantic school, say things like there must be external object. If there's no external object, how could I consciousness observe an object? If there's no external object, how could the sense consciousness, how to say? This sense consciousness, like nose consciousness, smell things. If there is no external object, how could ear consciousness can hear things? So mind owner school says it's like an illusion. It's like a magical illusion. So magical illusion, you can hear, you can smell, you can touch. So without external object, there is something you could observe. You can observe, you can smell, you can hear. So like a magical illusions. There's no horse in that substance, the substance of the magical illusions, but you can see the elephant, you can see the horses, right? And mirage is the same overcoming thought that if there is no external object, how could mental factors be produced? So Sotantic school, they believe, for example, eye consciousness is the immediate condition, the substantial the causes is from the previous consciousness, and how to say, the main condition is the eye faculty, and external condition is the object form, that is the external condition. So due to this, the combination of this condition, the causes and the condition, and that produced the eye consciousness, right? So so mind only school says without external condition, you can see the water, like when you see the mirage. And so people, as a water, without existent external existent of the water substance, you can see water. Right, you can see water. So, it's like a mirage. And example of dream is for the sake of overcoming thought. If there is no external object, how could one experience the pleasant and unpleasant? So this is like a dream. Without, there is no needed for the external the object or to experience the pleasant and unpleasant. In the dream state, without those external the substance, you can see favorable things and unfavorable things, and you can experience based on that. You can experience and the pleasant and unpleasant. Right. Sometimes you see 100 elephants in your room. Sometimes so many things you can without those external the substantial external thing, you can experience pleasant and unpleasant. So yeah, this is maybe we need to discuss on that. This is one very important topics in mind only system. So one time the Amdo Gindi Chenpe, one of the great master in Tibet, maybe you have heard that Gindi Chenpe, and his biography says one time he was contemplating on mind only schools, how they say, like, without external condition, without external thing, you can see, you can smell. See, maybe it's maybe some illusion, you can see things. And he was very much doubt in, without external, how can smell it? And he tried that and experiment in dream state. he said. He burned the papers in dream, and he smelled it. And that was very exactly the same of when you burn things when you awake. When you awake, you burn the papers, and then you smell. That's exactly the same smell you can experience in the dream state. And some great master says, oh, without external, you can taste. So just believing in things is not really right. And one, the great master, and he just, I think he said he did the experiment, just some flowers, that is not a real flower, and the flowers of Shubha, correct? Cypress. And yeah, it was in some kind of put it in maybe the bowl, and then without seeing it, right? Maybe someone without seeing it, you just 100% believing this is the real flower, right? And then he made samba, and he ate it, and then something problem in stomach. So it says, without external things, there's no real, without external, there's no kind of, not just believing on, not just believing and as yeah, it's not 100% true in just observing and observing an object, so you need to have external thing. So if you want to make more sense, then you have to, we need to discuss on that. Although with respect to using magical illusion and so forth, and as example of truthlessness, and individual mode of using them as example of truthlessness in the middle way school, and the middle mind only school should be differentiated without confusion. Juma midem be perchelu perchevana ye uzun suzun midem de perchelu mande be chebre chagus. So this is the different there is a different way of setting the example of illusion from the mind only system and middle way school. So mind-only school illusions is referring to the appearance of the consciousness. Illusion is not the real example of not true existing and consciousness. Illusion is an example of not truly existing appearance of the consciousness. So middle school illusion is the real example of not truly existing consciousness. Right.
Can you say that one more time?
The illusion is a example in mind only system, example of not truly existing in appearance of the consciousness. So middle school illusion is the example not truly existing of the both appearance and the consciousness. So if the appearance is not true, and the consciousness should not be truly exist. Because if the person's personality is not true, it's unreliable. And the person is not unreliable, that is not true. Right? So this is appearance is the real function of the consciousness. If there is something mistake with appearance, that is the sign that you could say the consciousness is not true. In middle school, don't mix together. So if you mix together, and that's called tatura. It's a tatura. And Hindi, I think this is a Hindi word, tatura. There is one medicine. When you eat the medicine, and you see everything, there's no different color other than the yellow. Everything is yellow. Yeah. If you mix together, it's mind honest, there is no difference between mind only and middle school.
What does that medicine do? Is it tricky? Is it all yellow?
It's not organic.
I'm just wondering what is the function of that medicine?
Tatura is maybe one substance that can create illusion. Now, explanation, tatura is cost more because you're going to put in market.
Because the medicine is supposed to
be
curing something.
Yeah, So Hindi, they also use the tatura. They're saying the tatura. Mm-hmm. It's like So we heard from the class teacher, like, oh, tatura, why is tatura? I asked, and she says, oh, once you eat that and you see everything is yellow. So there's no a difference within the base, yeah, within the object.
Yeah,
no. Maybe there's a lot of tatura in the Bhutan.
So the definition between mind only and middle way, is that just saying like middle mind only still sees duality and middle way non-duality? You're saying that mind only illusion is not truly existent in the appearance of consciousness, and then the difference with the middle way is that they see both appearance and consciousness is not.
So there's a true doctor. It says when you go to check the doctor and he sees something, the problem in your physical, right? And doctor says, there's nothing wrong with you. It's only in your physical. Maybe the part of your physical has something wrong. There's no wrong, nothing wrong with yourself. And one says, yes, you have the problem. Because your physical is not functioning well. So this is like middle school. Middle school says, you have a problem. Because your physical body is not functioning well. Because there is something problem with the physical body. And my own school says, oh, this is a part of you. It's not you. Right? So my own school says, there's illusions. They're setting the example of illusions only for the appearance of the consciousness, not for the consciousness. Consciousness is truly established. It's something produced by causes and conditions that is a truly exist. An appearance of the consciousness is not truly existence. It's like illusions. And what are the appearance of the consciousness? So, and then imaginations being basis of the name, and one and separate, and general and particular. So those are appearance of the consciousness. So these are not truly exist as it appear to the consciousness. Right? So when you say, oh, this is the one, right? So if you say there is one, it's a single. If that's a truly single, you can, and then there shouldn't be any many. So when it says garden, it's the one. A garden, right? It's one. So when you think of that name is a single, it's a one, and it's truly one, and when you go to see that, there's a many. That's really contradicting, right? So garden as a one, if that's a true, when it appears to consciousness, it's a true one, independently one, truly one. So this is not, it's like an illusion, as it illusions. Is not being true as it appears to the mind, appear to the consciousness. It appears to consciousness, truly one, right? Truly one, or 100, independently one, and separate. So when you think of separate, or the different, or the two, so they, we also, that appears to our mind as a true, independent, separate, right? And then we think of, and the size of the head and head is the separate in our mind. That is also truly separate, independently separate. When we go to see that two separate things, so there's no way of finding two separate entity, head and the size of the head. So these are appears to our mind as a true. It appears two, that is the true one. So there's a, we have, ordinary being has a more true than the truth than the Buddha. Buddha says the Four Noble Truths and the true truth. So we have, everything is true. What we see, what we think, what we imagine, everything is true. So too many true, that caused the problem. So, yeah, with respect to using magical illusion and so forth as example of truth, lessness, the individual mode of using them as example of truthlessness in the middle school and the mind only school should be differentiated without confusions. Now chapter 9. How the two extremes are abandoned in Maitreya's differentiation of the middle and the extremes. What has he said? Yanama Yukundo, you tell a nibu yama, you tomba yin, dela you, tell a yan, te you do. So unreal ideations, ideations being the main other power nature, and exist by way of its own character, in that it is produced from the causes and the condition. Yanda mayin, unreal ideations, and that is exist. Now here, unreal yanda mayins, unreal ideations, yanda mayins. So unreal ideations is referring to the appearance of the conceptual consciousness. So this is not real in your appearance in the conceptual consciousness. Then the second word is exist. Now that unreal appearance or the ideation, unreal ideations, so that appears to the conceptual consciousness, and the conceptual consciousness itself is the truly established, exist. Unreal ideations, appearance, and exist is referring to the subject, that the conceptual consciousness is a truly established. It's like appearance of the conceptual consciousness is not true, but conceptual consciousness itself is a truly established. So just like that, right? Tell a nibu you mind, because why duality does not exist in that ideations? Because appearance of the conceptual consciousness is unreal, because it appears duality of the subject and object. Therefore, the appearance of the conceptual consciousness is unreal. So, right. Tongba nyinil dela yus. The truly established natures, which is the emptiness of being distant and cut off, exists by way of its own character as the mode of substance in these ideations. So we already said that unreal ideations, that means there's no true in appearance, but the subject, the conceptual consciousness, is it truly established. And then the second here, emptiness should be truly established, because emptiness is establishing within the consciousness, within the conceptual consciousness and the basis. So basis and conceptual consciousness are the truly established. So emptiness is the nature, or the subtle nature of the basis and the conceptual consciousness. So due to the truly established nature of the basis and its character, or its a subtle nature, that emptiness should be exist as a truly. Right. So you are emptying true nature in appearance of the conceptual consciousness. You are not emptying true nature in this conceptual consciousness. You are not emptying true nature within the basis. You're only emptying true nature within the imputational character. So you have, what you have truly exist is the subject and the basis. So emptiness is a very subtle nature of the basis and the subject. So since the subject and the basis are truly established, an emptiness should be truly established. And then same idea, that like when the person is lying, it's his character is unreliable, and that is to say the person is unreliable. When the basis of emptiness is truly established, and emptiness should be exist as a truly, because of the basis of that is a truly established. Emptiness is as a settled nature, the personality of the phenomena, right? If the phenomena that is the basis of emptiness, if that phenomena or that basis is a truly established, and emptiness also exists truly, right? Therefore, emptiness is truly established. Also, that ideation exists as an obstructors to realization of that emptiness. Where characters more than this ideation, and also that ideation exists as an obstructor to the realization of that emptiness. Tadi kandeyar si dagi na. Tela yan nte yudos. Okay. Now here, so this is. Trying to teach that what is unreal appearance of the consciousness, what is truly established and the consciousness itself, and what is the emptiness absence of truly exist in appearance of the conceptual consciousness. So that is also exists truly, truly established. And also, now emptiness is a truly established. The basis of emptiness, which are the basis and the conceptual consciousness, the both are truly established. And they also says, also the obstructor. So delusions are truly established. Right. So you have truly established conceptual consciousness, the consciousness, and tables and house and the physical body and consciousness and feeling and discrimination awareness, everything's like that. Things that are functioning are the truly established. And mind that engaging on those phenomena are truly established. And what is not truly established is appearance of the mind is not truly established, right? So then, and what is the emptiness? Emptiness is just absence of truly existence in that appearance, right? So, and now emptiness becomes truly established, right? And then obstructor, that is the delusions, self-grasping the person and the phenomena, these are also truly established, right?
The obstructor is the appearance of the mind, appearance of the conscious.
Obstructor?
Yeah. Like, think about self as permanent, you know.
Self-grasping of the person.
Yeah, that's the appearance of the conscious. So, appearance is not...
Self-grasping is the subject that appears self-sufficient I. Self-sufficient I is the appearance of the self-grasping. Self-grasping is not appearance of the self-grasping. Right? Self-grasping is not appearance of self-grasping. Self-grasping appears self-sufficient I. That is appearance. That is not true. Right? So, I think here the idea of that is we are emptying self-sufficient I that appears to the self-grasping, we are not emptying the self-grasping itself. Right? So, self-grasping is truly established. Right? It truly exists because it's a functioning. It's by the force of causes and condition. So, yeah. And so the way of applying the antidote towards the self-grasping is understanding of absence of that appearance of the self-grasping, right? Realization of absence of self-sufficient I is being truly established, and also as a real antidote for the self-grasping. So true established, truly established nature can go opposing each other. And how to say, more you increase this truly established antidote, and there is a decreasing of the truly established nature of the self-grasping. Right? So, and emptying, so when you try to establish the emptiness, you are emptying that does not exist. You are emptying, you are not emptying something that exists, right? Like we are emptying the house. So we take off all things that are in the house, you just take off, right? Take out of the house, so we are emptying the house. Emptiness is not emptying like emptying house. Right? Emptiness is not emptying like emptying temple, emptying house, emptying cup. So when something that is something, the liquid in the cup, you just pour it out, right? And then you empty the cup. Right? That means you emptied established natures, the truly established. You emptied the something substantial things. Realization of emptiness, emptying things that are not exist, but you believe to be exist. Right? Something that you believe to be exist, realization emptiness, and knowing that is not exist. So emptiness means, I think, empty. The first word referring, indicating that you are negating something. Ness, emptiness, is referring, this is the nature of something. Right? This is the personality of phenomena. It's a ness. Emptying, you are emptying or negating something. And what you're negating is, are you negating that negation elements is exist or not? Negation elements of the emptiness is not exist, never exists, never will exist, right? So but negation element that is we believe to be exist, we are believing that is exist. Now realization emptiness realize that things that we have been believing to be exist, they are not exist. So then you are emptying that. Non-existent of nature that you believe that is exists. Realization emptiness knows that is not exist. Realization emptiness emptying that nature. So therefore, so emptiness is a personality of phenomena. It's a reality. It's always been. But we are believing to be exist, which do not exist in reality. Making sense? Emptiness, right? Ness is a personality. It's talking about personality, nature. Empty says you are negating. Now, when you think of negating or the emptying, it's not the same as the emptying house, emptying cup. Right? Emptying cup is there's something there in within the cup, and you just emptying that. Right? Realization emptiness of the selfless in the person is emptying self-sufficient I. Self-sufficient I never exists, never will exist, but our mind has a strong influence of habit to believe self-sufficient I is exist. So emptiness is emptying that. You want to ask some questions? Yeah. 15 minutes. The teaching of attaining forbearance with respect to doctrine and productions. So there's a Toma, Tini, Shini, Rangitini, Randa, Shendujur, Kuninyo Momba. Kevala, I think 8, Michivichala Savadipa. So 8 bases of attaining the forbearance. Beginning refers to non-production of beginning to the secular existence. Attaining forbearance with respect to knowing non-production of beginning to the secular existence. Right? Attaining forbearance referring to the fact that any phenomena that was produced earlier is not produced again in the entity of that. Attaining forbearance with respect to what you said, attaining forbearance attaining forbearance the past is not produced again in the same entity, right? attaining forbearance tini shenis. Kundala nir, nangla kiawa medo sa, rangsi nir kundala des. Kwa thoma mi bongo nir mi bongo nir kubo dhari nir chung, yomu nir wajit, rangsi nir kundala tela na ya kiawa medo. Rangi kiawa nir shiwa lao. Attaining forbearance of not truly existing in imputational factor. Attaining forbearance of rangda asevadi, rangi kyevani shamalau. Forbearance of appreciation and non-production of other power nature. So attaining forbearance of with respect to so there is no what is it? Nyoma kiawa meba. Dajumbo nyoma kiawa meba sedu. There is no arising delusion in arhat, right? Someone who possesses the cessation of the delusion. Attaining forbearance of with respect to no further enhancement in Buddhahood or the quality of the Buddhahood. Kebala, Sanjiichi, right? So these are the forbearance. Maybe you just contemplate why it's saying the forbearance. Attaining forbearance, make it a subatoba, subinege. So, I think it's really trying to establish the firmly believing in something in nature, like the beginningless, right? So knowing the cyclic existence, understanding about the cyclic existence is a forbearance in beginningless of the cyclic existence. And and that is also maybe a forbearance of whatever exists, whatever the present life of human being or the secular existence, that is not going to happen again as the same entity. Right? So it's always changing. Right? So if I say, and next, my next life, I want to be, a Tibetan and monk, and I want named Geshe Tenzin Sherab, and I should be born in India. These are not really happening. It's not going to happen. Same entity. So what can I have is something that is only that effect that I'm going to have that as a result because of this, the present condition, causes and conditions. The present causes and condition is the real kind of, as a, only that can shape in the future. So whatever happens or the activities or the function of this causes and condition in the present time, that will shape in the future. So totally depending. The future is totally depending on and the present. So this is also it's good to say that it's a forbearance, knowing that. So why we say that as a forbearance is when many of us, when we wish to have a good life or the good circumstance and in the future, good effect or the result in the futures, we don't see much there's not there's just something to do with the present causes and conditions. We just wish it. I mean, maybe we are going to have it. We don't see there's something we can change from the present. Right. So it's like to be in somewhere. So without the process, without process of going. So we have a kind of maybe a slightly that kind of belief or thought. I'm going to be there, and then we don't think about the process. We don't think about buying the tickets and the packing, and maybe so these are the gross level we could think, and then we don't think about what will happen, right? We just maybe I will wish it. I wish something good things happened, but you are not focusing on the present cause and the condition. What is really the causes and the condition are shaping for the future. We don't look on the present cause and the condition. Maybe the 10 commitment, like 10 commitment or 10 virtue. So is the real cause at the this is the main cause to have higher life. Higher rebirth and the future. So maybe not. This is the only, not only the cause, because if we have because of our due to our this life's 10 virtue has a fully potential to have higher rebirth in next life, but we don't think if we have a rebirth in next life. And that the person will, how we, the personality, how that person meet the causes and conditions, and how that person is being successful, right? And this is always happening from now. So, 10 commitment or the 10 virtue is not enough cause to have the better result in the future. So mind that goes with goes to next life, it carries all the habit in this life. So you the practice maybe 10 virtue, but your mind is not really tempt, and that the present condition can is going to be changed, and that life too. I don't know. That's why Chandrakirti says, someone who realized emptiness, and even though realization of emptiness is not enough to have every positive in the future, but a realization of emptiness can't make you to engage in every positive action. Where once you have realization of emptiness, and that will make you think, because you cherish the realization of emptiness because it gives you a lot of positive feeling, and as very you can experience the less delusions, there's more liberations, there's more enlightening, there's more clear or the bright things. So therefore you cherish that realization emptiness and tend to continuously cherish that. And you have to engage, that makes you engage in doing virtue things and purifications, generosity. the patience and concentrations. So realization of emptiness is the teacher or the main condition that forces you to engage in those actions. Because of that, so in the future is not really producing by one single cause or the condition. So yeah. So not going to be the same entity for parents. Okay.